Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry Hill Volvos. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry Hill Volvo, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show podcast.
So the question earlier was asked about the GoFundMe Bobbitt case. People are generous. Americans are very generous. I think we're very generous people. I love to help people who are in need. In fact, one of the reasons why I don't want government doing it is I like to be generous and help out. 855-839-1210 is our number. But there was a scam in Jersey, a GoFundMe scam, where they had this homeless guy and this couple, Johnny Bobbitt, feel good story. You know, they this guy or this beautiful woman, her car breaks down, Jersey hottie, and then the homeless guy happens to have $20. Next thing you know, it goes viral. They raise $400,000. It's a scam. It's a crowdfunding scam.
But he was a veteran.
Who was a veteran?
Johnny Bobbitt.
Do you think that played into people's willingness to give money?
Yep.
So they were all in on it. As I said, they were from day one. They were all in on it. The hottie, the veteran, the homeless veteran, and the now ex-boyfriend of the...
Mark D'Amico.
Right. They're all going to pay for this. But GoFundMe as a site. I don't know, have you ever given money on GoFundMe to anybody?
Nope.
I have one time to somebody.
That you knew, though, right?
I did. I knew the person. See? Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah. But a lot of people, you know, we're a generous country, and there's some stories that really tug at the heartstrings. And they went, oh, look at this. This woman breaks down, and this homeless veteran helps her out, and his last $20, and now they want to turn this guy's life around, and you can help by giving a donation. And then $400,000 later, they find that it's a scam. I found out 4 seconds later, but I, you know, knew it right away.
Awesome instincts.
And I hate to say that my cynicism sometimes is a guide, but it just, you know, it was the $20, I'm telling you. If the guy had just handed her a couple of crumpled dollars, I would have never questioned it. It was the 20 that got me.
That's
I said,
so
something
funny.
Is wrong about, you know what it is? I think when you're raised by a cop, you just have different street smart instincts because, you know, you're taught to look at everything with a little bit of a, you know, what's the... You know, what's this really about kind of a thing? A street smart sense, I guess, that you're... And how many homeless people have a 20 on them?
Not many.
When they're not outside a liquor store. I mean, I hate to be... It's just the truth, you know what I mean? It's $20 to a homeless person is...
A lot.
It's a lot of money to me, $20.
$20 could be a night at the Motel 6 for a homeless guy. You know?
I mean, it could be a week's worth of groceries.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
it's depending on how you want to wake it go. Or it could be the upgrade to the Jim Beam. I mean, you know, the reality is that there's a lot of problem with drugs and alcohol, and that's why, you know, I think if you give money to homeless people versus going through a charity or foundation or something, you know, some people say you're enabling the problem, you know.
Which they did check him back into drug rehab.
They did.
So you
nailed they wanted
that
to get
part
rid
too.
Of the guy. Which, what's that?
You nailed that part too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, the CEO of GoFundMe, though, spoke to NBC News, and he said, how they can make sure that they can make sure the scandal like this never happens again. And sure enough, of course, the fact that it took place in Jersey is just all the more rich for all this. Go ahead.
Do you think if the campaign for Johnny Bobbitt Jr. took place again today, that you'd be able to catch it?
Yeah, I think so.
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, we would have determined the whole bank account issue. We would have figured out... You know, how to set up a bank account, make sure the funds flowed the right way. And, you know, we would have heard from the community just like we did in that case point.
Yeah, and would it have been a red flag if it was set up in such a way that the recipient, you couldn't follow where the money was going and whether it was winding up in the recipient's hands or not?
So we wouldn't let the money leave the building until we could figure out how to get the flow of funds to the beneficiary.
Would you say that that's probably the biggest lesson learned from that?
That's one of the big lessons.
Yeah, the other lesson is homeless people don't have 20s on them. Pennsylvania, let's see here now. Don, I think, you know what it is, that we're compassionate people, right?
Yeah.
We want to be compassionate. We want to help people. That's what it is. We're good people deep down inside. And sometimes you get scammed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, that's true.
The fact that this was Jersey made me think, but the guy, the veteran was from Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
The couple,
yes,
I think,
you're
Jersey,
correct.
Right?
He was from Kensington.
Yeah.
But they said homeless veteran.
And that's what got everybody.
Yeah.
Homeless
that got
veteran.
Me. I didn't donate because I look for 501c3 nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
So if they had funneled it through a 501c3 nonprofit for a homeless veteran, I give to those kinds of organizations, or the USO, or Police Athletic League, you know, because those nonprofits are going to actually take care of a person.
Right, right, exactly. But, you know, you go fund me, you don't know where the money's going.
Right.
In this case, it went to buy BMWs and handbags and that sort of thing. Well, it's a good lesson for everybody. And the other lesson, too, in all this, Dawn, is sometimes you just need a hug in life, you know? Need a hug.
A hug.
Lehigh University in Pennsylvania have now promoted a local cuddling group.
Oh, no.
Oh, is this another?
Oh, yes.
Lehigh?
To combat traditional masculinity, they're now encouraging men to start cuddling together.
Ugh.
Dr. Christopher Lang, a counseling psychology professor at Lehigh University's College of Education, came out in support of a Philadelphia area men's therapeutic cuddle group. Now, this is now, they have 69 members. There's a meetup page for this.
69
members, Dawn, yes. I would have waited till I hit 70 to make the announcement, but that's me. The men have to be hygienically sound, remain fully clothed at all times. There will be no sexual cuddling. They do know that participants may become aroused during cuddling, and that if that occurs, it should be treated as a normal thing. Now, they say that the men's therapeutic cuddle group can help people deal with the fact that they're actually gay and haven't come out yet.
Yes.
Because let's face it, that's what this is really about, right?
Yeah. No straight guys are cuddling with one another.
No, and I'm not judging. I'm just saying that if you go to a cuddle group like this, you're gay.
Yeah, it's just a fact.
Right? I'm not judging. No. I'm fine. In fact, I applaud you. You know, go and be happy.
So, see what they're opening themselves. Like, I could see my brother bringing his girlfriend to, because my brother John is such a jokester, and going, yes, Trixie here identifies as a man.
Right.
And then that would cause like a huge, you could have a big problem.
You could. Hello, good guys. We get it. The intention of this meetup is to provide a safe, structured, and platonic environment for men to experience what I call the three A's: acceptance, affirmation, and affection. We establish safe touch boundaries and only allow non-sexual cuddling. So let's cuddle up together. Now, they have one coming up, an event coming up here.
Oh, undercover, you guys.
You know, we have to send Joe, I think.
Yeah. Joe
that's,
is probably.
That's going to be his first man on the
Joe
street.
Joe and Big Dan.
Yeah. You're
undercover.
You can't be under the influence to do this, although I don't know why you would if you weren't drunk. You have to be hygienically sound. You must be on time. Participants must remain fully clothed, and your tears and laughter are welcome. There'll be professional counselors on site, psychologists, psychiatrists necessary as well. Also a giant closet for them to walk out of as they walk into the cuddle group. And they have a couple of these coming up. Now, I don't know, really, what would motivate a straight man to cuddle with another man. I don't know. What do you gain from this? What is this?
You guys, you guys have to tell me.
Men are disgusting.
Yeah,
we're sweaty. We're gross.
I don't want to cuddle with another dude.
I want nothing to do with this.
But maybe some guys do.
I barely want to cuddle with my wife.
You see that?
That's true, the spooning thing.
Yeah, it's just.
But now the college is promoting this, and you know what they're saying, Dawn? This is how you counter traditional masculinity. By having bro hugs.
But this is like spooning, right?
This is even
like
worse.
Full body.
And this is more like sporking than spooning. and this is now being promoted by a college, by Lehigh University in Pennsylvania. So there
Which
you
is
go.
A good school, right?
It certainly
renowned
is.
For engineering.
So, yeah, there you go. All right. This is what we mean.
I have a friend, her son goes there. I have to text her.
Text her and see if he's going to the cuddle meetup. All right? Sometimes you just need a hug in life.
And Bethlehem is such a blue-collar town. I mean, you know, the Bethlehem Steel used to be there. It's like a factory town. And I can't imagine this happening in that area. I just, ugh. But it's colleges, so.
Also, I saw this play out in the movie where these two cowboys cuddled in a tent every night. It was called Brokeback Mountain, and it was fine. But anyway, hey, honey, listen, I can't. I know we're supposed to have a date night, but I'm cuddling Friday night. I can't make it. I wish I could, but. You have tickets to the Phillies game? Damn it, I'm cuddling tonight with Joe.
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.